And we are happy to be joined this morning by the gentleman who is the publisher of the Charleston City Paper, the editor of the State House Report, and we enjoy our conversations with him as we've got the new edition of the Charleston City Paper in our hands right now. We say hello to Andy Brack. How you doing, Andy?
Good morning, Richard. Well, I have a Captain America t-shirt on today because I think everybody needs that kind of protection.
You're an Avenger. You feel like an Avenger. You're right. We all do need that. I got to say, first of all, a big thank you to everybody at the Charleston City Paper, because on our website at 1055thebridge.com, we've got a list of local event cancellations due to the coronavirus, and that's thanks to our friends at the Charleston City Paper. It's right on the homepage at 1055thebridge.com where it says cancellations due to coronavirus. Even though, don't you think nowadays, Andy, you might as well just assume that whatever it was is probably canceled, postponed, or rescheduled.
Yeah, this is certainly, you know, use your telephone and call ahead to make sure, because I think you're right to make that assumption. But yeah, the new paper is out today in print all over town like usual. But there's something new that people can do if they want to read it while they're in isolation at home. We have a digital issue that you can open up, and it's kind of like flipping it page by page. If you just go to the front page and look on the right side, it'll say digital issue, and it feels like on your computer, feels like you're flipping the pages. It's kind of cool.
Oh, so, you know, and that's something I guess we should mention or remind everybody about. I mean, the city paper is free. This radio station and radio is free. I always say the Morning Buzz is the best deal in radio. It's worth every penny, but we are as free media here with radio and the paper. We are supported by, you know, advertisers who are all taking a hit right now.
Yep, and they're taking a hit, and we're taking a hit too. We encourage people to continue to support us through advertising, because the reason that we're able to provide news and information that's timely for free is because we're supported by people throughout the community who are advertising. So we really appreciate that, and we're thankful for the people that are continuing to stay with us. It's definitely a new reality out there.
Yeah, I mean, this is the new normal, and we always remind people that when you hear commercials, you know, make their business your business and support the people who support your station, who support this show, who support the Charleston City Paper. I mean, it is now more than ever before, you know, a community feel to what is going on, because we're all in this.
Yep. And, you know, it's just to back this up is that we'll be putting a letter on our website later today from me that outlines this sort of bringing us all together. I mean, we're in the middle of a shared sacrifice right now that we haven't seen really since World War II and the Greatest Generation. And, you know, we just got to remember that there's going to be short-term pain, but hopefully there's going to be a long-term gain and everything come back stronger. But while we are in this short-term gain, this is kind of a patriotic duty. It's a common good, and these are values that are buttressed in the Constitution. And we've just got to be patient with each other so that we can weather this storm of a disease. And I'm confident we will, because we get through hurricane after hurricane. And this is just like three or four hurricanes strung together, unfortunately.
Well, you know, you mentioned the common good. I read somewhere something about the fact that our grandparents went off to war and sacrificed their lives. I think we can sacrifice a month or two on the couch with our kids.
Absolutely. And while you're doing that, turn on the radio for a while. Open up the internet and take a look at our website for the latest news. Take a look at the issue there. Take a look at the people who are advertising. And remember, you know, that they're local businesses too. A lot of restaurants may be shut down through this order by Governor McMaster, but a whole bunch of them are doing takeout. And I think that waiters are really going to become delivery drivers for the next, you know, little while.
Yeah, we're calling it Carry Out Wednesday. We think every Wednesday, everybody should order their meals carry out, take out, delivery, and drive through. You know, yesterday we saw, after the governor issued the mandate that bars and restaurants would have to close to dine-in service, but they could continue the takeout and delivery and drive through services, we had like 1,600 layoffs yesterday from restaurants and bars and tourist companies and such. And, you know, that is That is a reality that I know they're looking at up in Washington, D.C. for the possibility of like a $1,000 check in everybody's mailbox in the next 2 weeks. If you make like $75,000 or less, they're still ironing out the details and also asking companies like forgiveness for rent, forgiveness for bills, mortgage forbearance, and just a sort of a time out with everything.
I think that's what we're going to have to, everybody's going to have to do, and just you're going to have to ask. I mean, if you don't ask, you don't get. Let me focus on one thing that you mentioned a little bit earlier. You said something about how a lot of events are canceled. Well, something that I think people might want to do in the spirit of generosity and paying it forward is that if you've bought a ticket to a local event, you don't necessarily need to ask for a refund.
Yep.
Why not just make that a donation to the organization? And if it's a nonprofit here in Charleston, if you call them and ask for that ticket to be a donation, they'll send you a tax deductible form, a tax deduction. So, you know, there are a lot of ways people can help by shopping in local stores, by patronizing local businesses, by, you know, doing not getting refunds and instead making that a donation, and then just going, you know, to various places if you've got a little extra cash and paying it forward.
Yeah, we've been encouraging people buy gift certificates, buy gift cards.
Absolutely.
To stimulate these businesses now and then later when the crisis passes and you go out to stimulate them once again, because it, you know, there are going to be, sadly, businesses that are not going to survive this because they operate on the margins and going weeks. And, you know, I've been saying, you know, March has been canceled. April's already gone. May may not happen. And there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. And the way we're looking at things right now, that this could go on for a while. So people need to hunker down. And I'm just wondering, Andy, the impact that this has on the number one city in the world, where tourism is such an incredibly important industry, and it's happening at the most busiest time of the year, with the Bridge Run that's been rescheduled for August, and Flower Town, which has been rescheduled for Labor Day weekend, and, you know, Cajun Fest and Pet Fest, the Volvo Car Open, which won't be happening this year. This is a very tough time. I mean, any time would be tough, but this is the busiest and best time of the year for the Lowcountry.
Yeah, the only thing that is good about staying inside is we don't have to smell the damn pollen that gets in your
well, there you go. There's
lungs.
Silver lining, but on the dark cloud, exactly. And yeah, gas prices have gone down, and traffic is not as bad. So
it is a tough time, and everybody is taking a little bit of a hit, and we just gotta, you know, like you say, hunker down and, you know, get through it. We will get through it, but I think, you know, if everybody has a good attitude and remembers that this is shared sacrifice, like we had our grandparents went through, then that'll make it a little easier. And goodness gracious, there is so much stuff on the internet that the kids can do when they're sitting at home. I mean, we're running lists of interesting things. I'm hoping that we get you can visit museums virtually all over the world and enjoy art. You can learn a new language, which I am not going to do. There are all sorts of things that you can do.
Yep. I mean, it looks like it's going to be a Corona spring. And the saying I'm hearing lately now is save our summer. And we're hearing that now on the last day of winter. So kind of give you a little indication of how this may be going for the coming weeks and months. Andy, it's always good to talk to you. And those are some great ideas. And we encourage people to check out the online digital version of the Charleston City Paper as well, and support their advertisers, support our advertisers, make their business your business, and tell them you heard about it here on the Morning Buzz. Andy, thank you, and our best to you and everybody at the Charleston City Paper.
Thank you. Y'all have a good morning.
You bet. That's Andy Brack, the publisher of the Charleston City Paper, and great ideas, folks. The common good. We are all in this together, no doubt, here at 105.5 The Bridge.